And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. Larry Noble is waiting in his hotel room in Hollywood for a call from his friend Tom Bryson, the playwright, who urged Larry to come to the coast from New York to sign a picture contract. When Larry first received Tom Bryson's wire, he refused to consider the idea, but he later changed his mind. And now, as he finishes dressing, he looks into the mirror to adjust the knot of his tie, and he thinks...
You've got to look your best, Larry, old boy. It's important you get this picture contract, you know. Suppose it fell through, and you had to go back to New York empty-handed. What would Mary think of you then? It's obvious that she doesn't think any too highly of you as it is. Or she wouldn't have bribed Tom Bryson to send me that wire, pretending it was his own idea. It's a cinch. Mary doesn't want me in New York. I can't very well blame her, in view of the fact that she wouldn't be in the hospital if it weren't for me. She saved my life. She dug around till she got at the facts of Oliver Wilson's murder. She found out it was Claudia who was guilty all the time, just as she'd said from the start. But even so, Claudia Vincent got the last word by flinging acid in Mary's face. It's no wonder Mary wants me as far away as possible. And I can't tell anyone I know this. I can't even tell Tom. I've got to pretend I think it's a great idea. I've got to make as good a deal as I can to pay off all our debts. Oh, if only I could put in a call to Mary at the hospital in New York. Tell her I want to come back. Never let her out of my sight again. What's the use of going on like that? I saw Tom's wire to her. And it was clear enough when he said he'd lined up some work for me as she'd urged him to do. It's obvious Mary wants me out of the way. She wants the separation to be quick and painless. Maybe it is painless for her, but it's far from it for me. I thought we could make a go of it again. And if she's badly scarred, I thought I could make it up to her in some measure. Oh, hang it all. What's the use of going round and round over the same empty wishes? Oh, that's got to be Tom. Nobody else knows I'm here. All right. Take it easy. I'm coming. Yes. Hello. Was that you, Tom? Oh, it's good to hear your voice. And it's good to be here. Sure thing. Great.
And meantime, in her hospital room back in New York, Mary Noble is finding it hard to bear the loneliness and the monotony of her convalescence. Suddenly, the door of her room opens and her nurse appears, saying...
Mrs. Noble, are you awake?
Oh, yes, Miss Clark.
Oh, there's a visitor outside. I just wondered if you felt like seeing anyone.
Who is it?
Mr. Barlow. He said he's an old friend of yours.
Rupert Barlow? He's here?
Mm-hmm, right outside your door. I told him I'd have to see if you're sleeping before I could let him in, so... If you'd rather not see him, it's quite all right.
I don't know what to say. It's not very nice to turn anyone away after they'd come to see me.
If you don't mind my saying so, Mrs. Noble, I think it would be better for you if you did have a few visitors now. Just to stay a short time, of course. It does help to pass the time, and I know how important that is in a case like yours.
Yes, you're right, Miss Clark. I guess you may as well let Mr. Barlow come in. Although it's not going to be very pleasant for him to see me like this.
You mustn't think about that, Mrs. Noble. After all, the person who's a real friend doesn't care about, well, about such things. All right, Mr. Barlow, you can come in now.
Thank you. You're quite sure it's all right?
Mrs. Noble has asked to see you. I'll be right outside if you want me, and I'll be back within a few minutes in any.
I understand. I won't stay too long.
Hello, Rupert. It's sweet of you to come here to see me.
Well, I've been longing to come here ever since I heard of that horrible misfortune.
Won't you sit down, Rupert? I think you'll find chairs somewhere about.
Now, don't you think about me at all. It's you we're concerned with. Have you any idea how much longer you must keep those wretched bandages on?
I don't know for sure, but I believe they're going to start taking some of them off soon.
Oh, I hope so. Must be ghastly for you to lie there so utterly helpless.
The worst of it is over, Rupert. And I'm fairly comfortable now.
When I think of the injustice of it all... That Claudia Vincent was able to hurl acid in your face before anyone could stop her, it makes my blood boil.
I expect it was my own fault, Rupert. I should have been more careful. Perhaps I shouldn't have gone to Lester Jordan's apartment with the police after all.
Of course you shouldn't. The idea of risking your priceless beauty for a worthless wretch like Claudia.
I wanted to be sure they didn't allow her to get away. After I found out that it was Claudia Vincent who killed Oliver Wilson, I wanted to make sure nothing happened to keep Larry from being acquitted. So you see, it was actually my own fault.
I think you've done the most wonderfully generous thing in the world, Mary, my dear. I only hope your husband fully appreciates the sacrifice you've made for him.
Of course he does, Rupert. It's been terrible for Larry. I can't tell you how my heart aches for him.
How like you to think of him. A man who is safe and quite out of all danger. And yet he must feel that his own stubborn belief in Claudia, or whatever you may call it, has brought you to this. Certainly Larry had enough warning about the woman.
It isn't fair to say that, Rupert. And I can't bear to have you criticize Larry.
Forgive me, my sweet. I shan't say any more.
I haven't thanked you for the beautiful flowers you sent me, Rupert.
Yes, I hope they made your room a little less gloomy. I realize that you couldn't look at them, but at least the fragrance might cheer you. Or so I hoped.
They were wonderful. You sent so many that I was able to send a good many of them up to the wards, where they could be really appreciated. I felt sure you wouldn't mind.
No, of course not. That's how you wish to dispose of them. I hope your decision was not prompted by outside suggestion.
What do you mean?
Let's not bother about it, my dear. I'm far too glad to have these few minutes at your side before I leave New York.
Oh? Are you going away?
Yes, I'm thinking about taking a cruise for a few weeks.
Wonderful. I envy you, Rupert.
How I'd love to take you along, my dear Mary. How it would please me to see you standing on the deck of my boat as you did once before. It's a picture I'll always remember.
I don't suppose I'll ever be quite like that again.
But you must, my dear. Surely they can do something for you with all the skill at the surgeon's command these days?
I don't know. Not for sure. But in any case, my doctor says I'm making a splendid recovery.
Yes, well, I hesitate to interfere, knowing that my motives are so often misconstrued. But are you quite sure, Mary, that you're having the most skilled doctors available?
I have the greatest confidence in Dr. Allen. And Larry has told him many times that he must feel free to call in anyone he thinks can help me.
I see. If it were possible, Mary, I'd visit you constantly and do whatever I could to cheer you. But, of course, that's the role I must relinquish to your husband. I'm sure he must be at your side constantly.
Larry has been with me as much as he could.
Well, I expect he'll be back in another minute or so. Perhaps I ought to leave. I doubt if my presence here will be favorably received.
Larry is in Hollywood right now, Rupert.
In Hollywood? My dear Mary, surely you don't mean that seriously?
Yes, I do. He left yesterday.
But that's unthinkable.
I wanted him to go.
Really? May I ask why?
I thought it would be so much easier for him.
Easier? I don't understand.
Well, Larry is terribly worried about so many things. About me and about all the bills he owes since his arrest months ago. I persuaded him to take a picture contract so that he could pay off some of his debts.
I'm utterly astonished to hear this, Mary. Words fail me.
You mean to say you didn't read about it in Marty Rufus' column in the paper this morning?
Why, of course not. This comes as a complete surprise to me. And, I might add, Mary, as a shock. I cannot understand how anyone could be so careless of your feelings as to leave you at a time like this.
We're not in your position financially, Rupert. And we're very anxious to clear up all our debts and start our life over again.
Now, these debts that caused your husband such anguish could have, for the most part, been avoided, my dear. You know I did everything I could to underwrite your husband's defense at his trial.
Yes, I know that, Rupert, and I appreciate it. It was very generous of you.
And all entirely useless.
I think you understand the reasons for that, Rupert.
I think I do, Mary. But I wonder whether you do. It seems to me your husband is very thoughtless in demanding that you give up friends who are anxious to help you. And I can't understand how he was able to leave you at a time like this, when you need him more than ever.
If you say any more about Larry, I'll ask you to leave. I'm the one who wanted him to go to Hollywood. It was my idea. And I'm convinced that it was the best thing to do.
Oh, well, I didn't know. Of course, as long as you feel that way, I'll say no more. Except that I wouldn't blame you, my dear, if you never wished to see your husband again.
Mary Noble attempts to protest, But Rupert Barlow rises to leave with the definite impression that for the first time, Mary might be persuaded to forget her loyalty to her husband and listen to him. The only thing is, does Rupert want to pursue this course now? Be sure to be listening Monday to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway stars.